This is Bruce Steinberg of www.brucesteinberg.net reporting on the January 2007 U.S. employment situation. Today is Friday, February 2nd. The current population survey, or CPS, but commonly known as the household survey, reports the unemployment rate was essentially unchanged at 4.6%. Due to the updating of population controls, direct changes from the previous month would be misleading and therefore will only present the raw data. The 4.6% unemployment rate was a result of slightly more than 7 million unemployed out of a civilian labor force of nearly 153 million and nearly 146 million employed people, while about 78 million were not in the labor force. The Survey of Businesses, officially the Current Employment Statistics Program, or CES, but more often referred to as the Jobs Survey or Report, shows job growth at 111,000. The goods-producing sector's sum total gain of 7,000 jobs was because the construction sector was able to bang together 22,000 new jobs in January, which was no doubt helped by the relatively mild winter, while manufacturing suffered another loss with 16,000 jobs gone. Especially hard hit was motor vehicles and parts with a loss of 22,500 jobs. The pace of new jobs in natural resources and mining slowed, but it was still able to add 1,000 jobs. The service-providing sector continued to add jobs in all major sectors with 104,000 job gain last month. The retail trade sector took back a few of the workers it shed in December with a 4,000 job gain in January. Professional and business services slowed its recent pace of hiring in January but still managed to add 25,000 new jobs, with 9,100 of those in architectural and engineering services. Education and health services stayed the course with 31,000 new jobs. Home health care services, a subsector, added 3,600 jobs in January, while hospitals, another subsector, registered 6,100 more jobs. Leisure and hospitality continued to keep out the welcome mat for new workers. It was up 23,000 jobs in January. Government jobs were up 14,000, with state governments shrinking by 6,000 jobs, local governments taking in 18,000 new employees, and the federal government adding 2,000 jobs. Temporary help services employment gained 5,700 jobs in January to rise to 2,657,300, that's seasonally adjusted. For January, temporary help employment was up 0.2% from the previous month and up nearly 1% from January 2006. The annual revisions of all BLS data showed the sector growing in employment for the past several months. Temporary help services employment gained incremental market share of overall jobs in January at 1.94%, essentially the same point it has been for most of 2006. The recent high was 1.97% in December 2005, meaning close to 2% of all jobs were within the temporary help services sector. As I said before, the overall unemployment rate was essentially unchanged at 4.6% in January. It was 4.5% in December. Wages continued on an upward track, with average hourly earnings rising in January by only 3 cents on top of a 7 cent rise in December. For the year, average hourly and weekly earnings were up 4%. The employment-to-population ratio bumped up 0.1% to 63.3%, and the labor force participation rate was 66.3%, which was 0.3% higher than January 2006. It seems that more jobs were generated in 2006, as previously reported by the U.S. Bureau of Labor Statistics. As I mentioned in my email of November 6, 2006, significant job revisions were anticipated. Based on preliminary data, I stated at that time there would be an upward revision of 770,000 to 850,000 jobs. The revisions published this morning show that job levels were indeed higher in 2006 than previously reported, 799,000. With that said, job growth was 111,000 in January 2007, and that was below most estimates, but if you've been following what I've been saying for several months, this is quite good, taking into account the demographic shift toward an aging population. This has been Bruce Steinberg, and this is just a brief sample of the employment data we have available. An interactive video version of this report, complete with charts and graphs, can be found at www.brucesteinberg.net.